to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. For the Beatrice City Auditorium, it is time to begin our coverage of the Magnacus Basketball Tournament, year number 97. Randy Gatula, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Great weather outside, a little on the nippy side, but compared to previous years, we'll take it.
This is usually a snowy, cold week, and it may be before it's over, but so far, so good. This afternoon, we begin with the girls' semifinal in the A division. Fall City Sacred Heart, 9-3, taking on the Tri-County squad. They are 10-3 on the year. The two teams already met twice this year, and they split one game apiece. Randy, you saw one of those games.
Yeah, John, the big difference was in the game that I did out at Tri-County. Sacred Heart came up on the short end. Isabel Peters played in that game and had a great outing. She's the leading scorer. When they played in the holiday tournament, Sacred Heart got the win, but Peters was not available. She was out injured, had a knee injury, and so that was probably the difference in the two outcomes. Bad news for Sacred Heart, Isabel Peters is out here warming up. She's got a knee brace on, but she will play in the ball game today, so this should be a real competitive outing.
We've got a full day and evening of basketball here on PTNC and on Sunny 101.3, our sister station, so we invite you to just kind of hang with us. Are you got the rundown there, Randy?
Yeah, John, if I sound a little out of breath for the next game, folks, it's because I'm going to be running back and forth across the street. We're opening, of course, here with Sacred Heart and Tri-County. Coming up at 5 o'clock, John will still be right here in the City Auditorium, but he'll be switching over to Sunny 101.3 for the Johnson Brock girls game with Freeman. Meanwhile, I'll be running across the street. I'll be here on KTMC, the Pawnee City Indians, and Diller Odell. Then I'll have HTRS and Southern on KTMC, again from over at the Beatrice Middle School. And, John, you're going to hang out for the nightcap here at 8:30, the Johnson Brock Boys and EMF, and that will, of course, be back over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. So we've got five big games for you this afternoon and this evening on our two stations combined.
And the girls tipping it off here for the first couple of hours, the first couple of games today, and the boys will follow later tonight. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and we'll tell you about the starters of the ball game between Sacred Heart and Tri-County coming up on KTNC.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Doors here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Doors located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Fall City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Beatrice. It is the first game coming up, Sacred Heart and Tri-County. Our presenting sponsor for the game, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Fall City.
Before we take a look at the starting lineups, we do want to remind you that this broadcast is being presented by our premier sponsors for the Mudecas Tournament. They include Community Insurance. Shawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, as well as Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Also by AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and by Wary Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City.
All right, look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the home team, Tri-County, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard. I don't have any heights, but their starters include sophomore Sage Holtmeyer, a senior Isabel Peters, a senior Brooke Morgan, a sophomore Saber Koishi, right? Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. And we also have a starter, a junior Macy Gronemeyer. That's the starting five for Tri-County tonight.
Okay, the starters for the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll go with Avery Sando. She's a 5'5 senior, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Daisy Witt, a senior at 5'6, 9 points per game. Elise Reske is a junior. She's 5'9, averaging 2.7 points. Bailey Limron, the freshman, John, in the starting lineup. 5'4 freshman, 8.5 points per contest in the ball game. And Ellie Jones, a junior, at 5'9, averaging just over 11 points per contest this season. Again, the two teams have met once before. They are 1-1 between the two of them. The Irish lost when they played at Tri-County, the game that I covered, but they did get the win in the holiday tournament after that. So should be an interesting matchup here. The first of five big games that we have for you on Sunny 101.3 and here on KTNC.
Are we continuing our normal tradition here? National anthem before every game.
Now, they played the national anthem before the first one. I don't think they're going to do it again this time. It was kind of shaky. They held a microphone next to a telephone. So I don't think they're going to try that one again. It is Official Appreciation Week in Nebraska this week. They have been recognizing the referees before each ball game and giving them a round of applause. I am friends with some of these officials. We had a little laugh Tuesday. First, they stand and cheer for you, and then within a few seconds, come on, ref.
None of them are wearing glasses today either yet, so...
We are live from the Beatrice City Auditorium, downtown Beatrice, the corner of 4th and Ella Street. Randy Catula, John Nixon with you. The first of five big ball games that we've got coming up. Again, if you weren't with us a moment ago when we mentioned that, after this Sacred Heart Tri-County game, we'll have Johnson Rock and Freeman's girls, Pawnee City and Dill Rodell's girls, then we'll have the boys game between HTRS and Southern, and the nightcap, the boys, Johnson Brock and EMF. So a full slate of high school basketball, and we're just pleased as can be to be part of this 97th annual Budeckis Basketball Tournament.
Well, we had a game here earlier this afternoon. You know, we've only got seven teams in the girls' B division this year, so it's a little different. The format's changed a little bit. We had a game earlier today.
Yeah, that was Meridian getting the win over Parkview, 47-26. John, that was a game between two winless teams. I don't think either one had picked up a win yet. So a pretty good crowd. People showed up. There was a lot of anticipation around that one. And Meridian got their first win of the year, again, 47-26 over Parkview. That means they advance to tomorrow's game at 4:15. They will be playing BDS over at the middle school.
All right. Looks like we're ready to go. The officials have ran off to their respective corners and center's court. Comes the teams out there. Step into the center circle. Saber Hoishi for
Hoishi.
That might be a long day with that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Hallie Jones for Sacred Heart. The Irish go left to right. They're the visitors, and the tip controlled by the Irish. With it is Witt over the left side. Now we go to Avery Sando, the senior. To Witt, back to Sando. Thought about a three. Didn't. She'll give it to Witt. Now right side around the horn to Avery now. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Tri-County. And one of her players stole it from her. Well, always want to steal it from your teammate. It's sometimes easier that way. Holtmeyer coming around from the right to the left. Now hand the ball off and into the middle we go. Hoishi dishes off out top. Holtmeyer again right side. Cut off by the Irish zone defense here to start the ball game. Dribbling in, stolen away for the moment by the Irish, and taken back. It's a scramble. It ends up in the hands of Elise Reske. She's to the front court, picks up her dribble, gets the ball away now to Avery Sando. Sando on to his left side, working around the left side to the wing, and now back out it goes to Daisy Witt. Witt will give it up there for Bailey.
Cimarron. Back over, three ball up and on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound put up by Jones, won't go. Got her own rebound, puts it back up with the left hand. That won't go. Called for traveling is Hallie Jones, and the ball goes to Tri-County. 6:50 to play here in the first quarter at the Mudecas Tournament. No score yet in the contest. Avery Santa put that first triple up there for the Irish. Out of the front court, here comes Tri-County. Off the right side, out to Holmeyer. Long three, switch from the right side, and the lead goes to Tri-County. And they're going to press the Irish, and that didn't work quickly. Rescue to the front, leaves it off now. Witt, back into the middle to Jones, triple team. Out of there it goes to Santo. Avery back to Witt, top of the key, left side. Lenneron for the tie, too strong, and a weak side rebound for Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer will come up the floor, guarded there by the Irish from midcourt on, picking her up into Santo. Down on the left side. Now back, driving into the middle with the basketball will be the Trojans, kicking out right side, and a drive, and back out it goes to Hoshi. Fires from 17, no good, rebound, hits the deck, comes up, bounces off the chin of a Trojan to another teammate. Three ball in and out, no good by Peters, and another rebound for Hallie Jones.
Hallie Jones battling three Trojans in there to come down with that defensive board.
Back the other way, three ball, D.C. Witt from the top is off the mark, no good, and a foul. Hallie Jones coming in from the top down, gets called for her first foul, and the first foul of the ball game. Trojans inbound from the Irish end, and I'll bring it in. The Irish looks like they're going to pick up, but they just fall back defensively. The ball comes up by Isabel Peters. Dishes off, and a held ball. Reaches in there, Jones, and the ball will stay with the Trojans. Triggering will be Isabel Peters, the senior, from the baseline. Lobs it in, catch made, throw to the free throw line there for Hoshi. Holds it, now dishes it back out to the top to Peters. Peters right side, in the hand to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer picked up top of the key, comes off now to Hoshi. Hoshi gets the ball away, back to Holtmeyer. Thought about a triple, didn't take it, should come back. Hoshi drives into the paint, down the lane.
Shot clock is
across the lane, and a layup good, coming from the left side, up and in for Brooke Morgan. And it's 5-0, the lead to the Trojans. To the front, ball stolen away, taken by Isabel Peters. Peters to the front, driving all the way, dishes off across the lane. Left side, left-hand layup, good by Gronemeyer. And we've got a 7-0 lead for the Trojans at the 4:37 mark. First quarter action, the Irish need to get the ball in the hole here. Witt starts in, cut off, gets the ball away to Lemeron. Lemeron to Santo for three, it's up and it hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Three ball for Avery Santo. And the Irish are on the board, down 7-3. To the front court, get the Trojans off the left side, dish the ball away to Holtmeyer. Cut off, and now a pass down to the left side wing, in the hands of Morgan again. Back to the top, Gronemeyer holds, goes right side to Peters. Peters, little give on the inside, double teamed under there will be Hoshi. Should get away, free throw line, and a shot off the backboard up, and good, that was Morgan, I believe.
Morgan.
And it's 9-3 now, the Trojans lead. Left side, front court, Lemeron gets it away. Thinking about it, now she'll take it after she gets it back from Santa. Long three, too long, out of bounds. It'll be Trojan basketball.
John, the Irish are 1-for-5 from three-point range here, not having much luck so far for long-range shots.
Luke, that must be left over from summer. Checking my water, it's pretty hot. We come the other way with the basketball. The Trojans in the front court, off the left side, holding, driving in. Dish it out right side. Oh, is she up? Too strong. Rebound grabbed up weak side by Hallie Jones. Jones gives it away. Up the floor comes Lenneron with it. Nearly pulled her pivot foot that time. Into which spin, stolen away. Throw it up the floor. Catching up with it. Throwing it off the backboard. No good for Peters. And rebound to D.C. Witt. The Irish on the run the other way to the front court. Dish inside to Jones. Double team, triple team. Knocked to the ground. Ball loose. Held ball. We'll stay on the Irish end this time. Our first sub to the ball game coming in here for the Irish. Hayden Georges, a 5'6 freshman, comes in.
Kinley Lechtenberg also into the game, 5'7 and a freshman.
I didn't see her. There she is. All right, inbounding. Georges, front of the baseline. Yards line up, sideline to sideline. Into Witt for three, way long, and off the hand of Georges. Ball will go to the Trojan.
I reach 1 for 6 now from 3-point range, John.
The other way come the Trojans now with 2:56 to go in quarter number one, up by 6. To the front, Peters stops, dishes off left side for Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer had it knocked away, stolen away. Avery Santo on the run the other way in traffic. Down the lane, dishes it off. Got the ball knocked away there from Lechtenberg. Now back out top, Santo from about 18. No. Rebound of the weak side brought down by Isabel Peters, and a foul going to be called here on Sacred Heart.
Foul's going to be on D.C. Witt. That's her first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Irish. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. 9-3, Frank County on top.
Claire Schinelli checking in for Frank County, a freshman.
Bierenstrauss also in. Ryland Bierenstrauss in the ballgame.
All right, to the front court. Down the Trojans in a 12-footer. Right side of the lane is no good. Offensive rebound, a putback. That's in, and a foul will be called. It's a 3-point opportunity.
Foul's going to be on Helly Jones. On Jones, that's her second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Irish.
Basket good for Claire Schinelli. And she'll be at the line. She sets herself. Free throw up and good. 3-point play makes it now 12-3. Tri-County with the lead.
Kemper Sipple into the ballgame now, replacing Helly Jones. Timeout's going to be taken by Sacred Heart with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 12-3, Tri-County on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudeca's tournament on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ken's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:20 left, first quarter. Sagan are trailing 12-3 here to the Tri-County Trojans in our girls' Class B semifinal here this afternoon. Went to the front court, picked up aggressively, now dishes the ball away for Ryan Westengard. Westengard drilled into the free throw line, dishes it back out to Georges. Georges across the top of the circle to Witt. She drives right, gives the ball off there to Westengard, back to Witt, backs up. Now hands the ball away to Westengard again.
Shot clock at 5.
Irish having no luck getting inside. Westengard gets up, hits the backboard, and the rebound comes off to the Trojans, and Peters on the run the other way, weaving through traffic. Up the floor she goes, dish it off and back into the paint for Holtmeyer. Up short, no good. Got her own miss, missed it again. Rebound brought down by D.C. Witt. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Sagan Heart to the front. Witt around a defender, down the lane, split defenders, and we get a push foul. First foul of the ball game called on the Trojans here.
Foul's going to be called on Brooke Morgan. On Morgan, that's her first personal. Team foul number 1 on Tri-County.
At the free throw line will be D.C. Witt for the Irish senior.
He's a 77% free throw shooter on the season.
First one up, and no good.
Sorry, D.C.
Here comes Avery Santo back into the ballgame for the Irish. She'll come in for Georges. Elise Reschke back. She checks in place of Kinley Lechtenberg. Got one more Sagan Heart player to come in. She's coming in for Daisy Witt.
Amelia Gronemeyer in now, number 5 here for Tri-County.
Free throw up good for Daisy Witt, and it's 12-4. Trojans lead. Kemper Sipple back in there for the Irish. Now we're ready. Got 5 and 5. Here we go. Front court, Isabel Peters with the basketball. To the right side. Keeps her dribble. Out on that right dangerous sideline. We step out of bounds so often over there. Here we go to pass to the middle.
And a tough catch and a quick shot up, no good. Offensive rebound by Aaliyah Gronemeyer, and a foul on the Irish on a putback attempt.
Foul is going to be called on Ryan Westergaard. On Westergaard, her first personal. Team foul number four on the Irish.
Aaliyah Gronemeyer, first trip to the line, is up and it's good. Senior. They've got five players in the scoring column. Minute four to go in the first quarter. Second one on the way up and off the back, no good. And a race for the rebound. Scramble, Reschke on the deck, picks it up, gets it away, out of there to Sipple. Sipple will hand the ball across the court now in the hands of Bailey Lenneron. Lenneron moves to the point with Witt out of the game. Her pass knocked loose, recovered by Avery Santo. She gets tripped and a push foul on the Trojans.
You're going to call this foul is going to be on Ryland Bierenstrasch. Bierenstrasch picks up her first and team foul number two on Tri-County.
Triggering from the sideline, Bailey Lenneron, and the Irish didn't see what Coach Luke Santa was seeing and tried to call. He slaps the floor. Out on the right side. Behind the screen is Santo. They fight through to the Trojans with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. And now back it goes to Lenneron. Out to Santo, left side. No, that's four. I'm sorry, that's Westergaard. Still moving. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Pass knocked away. Picked up backward by Santo. Move to the front. Dish the ball right side. Into the paint. Westergaard up off the glass or off the iron. No. Whistle and a foul on the Trojans.
A foul is going to be called on Claire Schinelli. On Schinelli, her first team foul, number three, puts Westergaard at the line.
Ryan, a 5'7 sophomore, gets set, fires, got it. Makes our score 13-5 now. Second one on the way. Up and got them both. And it's 13-6. To the front court with 11 seconds comes the Trojans. And a reach in foul. Oh, that's a bad one. Reaching in is Bailey Lenneron. It's not only her first foul, but it's team foul number five, and it's time to shoot two free throws.
Kind of an interesting foul, wasn't it, John?
Yeah. Bad timing, to say the least.
One of those that look like you're trying to deliberately foul to hook people in the line.
Isabel Peters, a senior, at the line for the first time. On the way up, too strong off the back iron.
Peters is a 56% free throw shooter on the season. This is the first.
D.C. Witt coming in, and out of the contest, down to Brian Westergaard.
John, the Irish are 1-for-8 right now from three-point range in this quarter.
Up and good on the second free throw for Peters, and it's 14-6. Witt through the midcourt circle, 4 on the clock, all the way through the lane. Up, and it hit the flat iron, and it fell in the hole for Daisy Witt, her first field goal. We end the first quarter. Not bad for the Irish compared to where it was. A 9-point deficit is now 6. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-8, Tri-County Trojans leading the Irish after one quarter. Tri-County girls coming into this game today. They are ranked number 8 in Class D1. They are ranked number 2 this week in Class D2. 8 minutes up on the clock. Tri-County basketball with quarter number 2, Randy Gatula.
Similar records for the teams. Sacred Heart 9-3 on the season. Tri-County 10-3 on the year thus far.
All right, Trojans with the basketball. Peters into forecourt, right side of the lane. Holds the ball for a minute, kicks it up to the top of the circle to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer feeds inside, moving to the ball. Schinelli from the right side, a three on the way. Peters up and off, no good. Rebound run down by Avery Sando. Sando across the timeline to set the offense. Works all the way to the right side of the lane. Sends the ball to Bailey Lebron. Left-handed dribble, top of the key, gives off to Whiff. Little spin to the right elbow. Here's a three on the way. Avery Sando. The Irish are now 1 of 9 from three-point range. Off the mark. Up court for the basketball, Isabel Peters. She dribbles across the timeline. Pass to the left elbow to Gronemeyer. That's Mia Gronemeyer. Inside the paint, Schinelli driving lane up. Off no good, but a whistle on the foul. Probably on Westengard.
Kemper Sipple, I believe.
Oh, really?
Kemper here. Referees talk about it, compare notes. Kemper in the ball game. The freshman picks up her first team foul, number one, in the second quarter.
At the free throw line is going to be Claire Schinelli. Schinelli, 1 for 1 from the line so far tonight. You're shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Schinelli now has 4 points in the ball game. She's averaging 8.5 per contest on the season, so she's halfway to her season average. Second shot for Claire Schinelli. 68% free throw shooter. It's on the way up and got it. Out of both. Schinelli 3 for 3 from the line tonight. Makes it 16-8. Tri-County has doubled up the score on the Irish. A.C. Whiff with the dribble into forecourt. Hands the ball to Bailey Lebron. A little weave at the top of the key. It comes to Avery Sando. She penetrates to the free throw line. Lebron for three. Right side. Got it. Lebron. Bailey Lebron. Her first bucket of the evening. Now 2 for 9 from the three-point range are the Irish. 16-11. It's a five-point ball game. 6:50 to go here in the first half. Right side in the corner. Gronemeyer. Long three. Over. Doesn't go to anywhere. Avery Sando tries to tip the ball back to her teammate. We've got a whistle and the held ball is called. Possession arrow, I believe, is going to favor the Irish, yes.
Avery did a heck of a job. She was grabbing the rebound and falling out of bounds all at the same time and got it away to a teammate.
Lebron with the inbound pass to D.C. Whiff. Across the midcourt line comes Whiff on the dribble. Whiff works to the free throw line, spin in the paint, driving, trying to go up with a layup, partially blocked. Rebound comes down to the Irish, try for a follow shot, put back by Kemper Sipple, and a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Kemper Sipple to the free throw line.
Foul will go on Sage Holtmeyer, her first, team foul number one of the quarter.
Kemper Sipple, a 5'9 freshman, has not scored yet this afternoon. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is on the way up, and it is off the iron, no good. Second attempt coming. Into the ballgame now comes Saber Hoashi. Hoashi checks in, replacing Brooke Morgan for the Trojans. Kemper Sipple, the freshman, set for her second free throw attempt here. Shot is on the way up and off the rim, bounced around, wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound, comes down to the Trojans. Clearing it out of there, Sage Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer comes to Isabel Peters. Baseline left side on the basket under the bucket to the corner from the right wing. A three is up and good by Claire Schinelli. Schinelli hits the three, and she has 8 points now in the ballgame. 19-11. The lead is back to 8 for Tri-County. This is Avery Sando with the basketball. Bounce pass to A.C. Witt for three. In and out, no good. The Irish keep putting up the threes. Can't seem to hit them. There's a whistle and a foul that's going to be called on the Trojans.
Foul will go on Hoashi, her first. He fouled number two of the quarter.
Irish basketball, Lebron to inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own basket. Into the corner to Avery Sando. Deep low post right side. Bring it around to the top of the key on the outside perimeter. It's to Whiff. Whiff, one dribble. Again goes to Lebron. She'll try a long three from the left elbow. It's off, no good. And the rebound brought down under the basket by Sage Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer down court quickly with the ball between the rings, top of the circle. Lob pass under the basket. Little left-handed lay-in off the glass, up and good by Saber Hoashi. That's Hoashi's first 2 points in the ballgame. And it's a double-digit 10-point lead now for the Trojans. 21-11 with 5:27 to play here in the first half. Here's Daisy Witt, a little floater. She drives into the lane. Off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound is brought down by Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer down court with the ball herself. Beats the hole, and she on the right side. The pass is too tall, gets it way out of bounds, and it'll be Irish basketball.
Kenley Lechtenberg checking back in here for Sacred Heart, a 5'7 freshman. Out to the contest comes Kemper Sipple. She's a
pretty good round there, grabbing some important rebounds for Sacred Heart. 5:12 to go here in the first half, with 10-point lead for Tri-County, 21-11. Daisy Witt will set the offense. She dribbles to the left elbow with the ball, comes across the top of the free throw circle to the right wing. Here's a pass, hands the ball off on the right side to Lechtenberg. Now inside the paint goes Lemron in traffic, kicks it out to Sando. Again, they hand off to Witt, just playing the ball outside the three-point arc here. John not able to penetrate this defense. Bailey Lemron on the low post left side got trapped. They come to Sando. She'll launch a three that's good. Avery Sando, her second three-pointer of the afternoon. Pulls the Irish back to within 7 at 21-14 with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. On the dribble is Sage Holtmeyer across court. Isabel Peters. Peters, lob pass into Hohenschein. Tipped away nicely with the steal under there from the Irish Lechtenberg. Outlet pass comes to Witt. She'll push it down court. Sando thought about taking the three, then decided to pass it up. On the left side, Lechtenberg goes into the corner, hands the ball to Bailey Witt. Witt works across the top of the free throw circle. Bounce pass right side gives to Sando. Sando at the top of the key. She'll square up for a three and got it! Avery Sando heating up. That's her third one of the afternoon, John. She's got 9 points, and we're back to a four-point contest. Irish trailed by 10 momentarily. They have scored 6 unanswered here. 21-17 our score, 3:49 to play first half. Hohensee with the basketball in the paint, driving lay-in up, and good. That was Gronemeyer. Macy Gronemeyer with the lay-in. Pushes it back to a 6-point lead. Here come the Irish on the attack. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Stacey Whip for the basketball to the left wing. That's Lechtenberg with the ball all the way in. Tries to go up with a little layup. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Trojans. Oh, she is the only one in there. It'll be her second foul, team foul number 3 in the period against the Trojans. Kimberly Lechtenberg, a 5'7 freshman at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. She has not scored yet this afternoon. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line. The shot is up. Oh, ripped in and out of there. John, that was in there. I thought sure it was
twice.
Going down.
Went in twice. Into the game for the Irish. Once again, here comes Hallie Jones. She will go in place of Elise Reschke. Subs in as well for the Knights. Back into Sage Holtmeyer.
Second free throw coming up. This is up and off also. Rebound, though, to Jones. Hallie Jones kicks it into the corner, down to Witt. Witt with a little set jump shot, floater right side, doesn't go. Rebound is brought down by Lechtenberg, or taken away from Lechtenberg, rather, at Tri-County in the forecourt. In the paint, moving to the basket, Crawford layup put up by Schinelli, and a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Most likely this foul is going to go on Lechtenberg.
Schinelli will pick up her first. It's a blocking foul that will give the Trojans 2 shots with 3:09 to go. In the first half,
Claire Schinelli is a 68% free throw shooter on the season. This afternoon, she's 3 out of 3 thus far in the ballgame. You're shooting 2 more. Takes aim. The freshman launches the first. It's up and good. She's now 4 out of 4 from the line. The freshman having a good day at the free throw line this afternoon, John.
Yes, she is. Well, that's going to end now.
Second
You've not
shot.
Lost that touch, have you? We'll see.
Second shot coming up, and it's good also. 5 for 5 from the line. Back to an 8-point lead now for Tri-County. 3:05 to go in the first half. Here come the Irish. They put it inside to Jones in traffic. Jones puts a shot up that's off. The glass doesn't go. The rebound is taken down the other direction by Bierenstrauss. Bierenstrauss feeds it underneath. Goes into Holtmeyer. Can't get open. Now Peters for a long three. Off the glass, no. Peters gets her own rebound. Free throw shot. Follow shot up and good. That's great offense there by Isabel Peters to follow her own shot. That's her first field goal in the ballgame. She's got 3. She's the leading scorer on this team and 3 for the game so far. Here's Witt for 3. Off the front of the rim. Nope. And the rebound to Bierenstrauss. Bierenstrauss down the right sideline across the timeline between the rings. Sets the offense. Picks up the dribble. Comes to Peters on the left elbow. 2:22 to play first half. It's 27-17. The lead is back to double digits. 10 for Tri-County. Bierenstrauss feeds inside. Oh, nice pass. Went to Brooke Morgan. And Morgan had the easy little lay-in for another 2. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame for Tri-County, up by 12. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish with 2:07 to go here in the first half. 29-17, Sacred Heart down by 12. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to live coverage of the 97th Annual Mudecas Tournament on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you at the Beatrice City Auditorium, downtown Beatrice. We're on the corner of 4th and Ella Street in downtown. John, 2:07 to go here.
12-point lead for Tri-County. The Irish cut it down to 4 points with just a few minutes ago, basically, 21-17. Now it's an 8-0 run for Tri-County.
Our premier sponsors for these broadcasts include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. All right, we get set to move back to live action. Avery Sando will inbound the pass for the Irish in forecourt on the side. Gets it into Witt. Daisy Witt moves to the low post right side, then reverses, comes back to the top of the key. With the ball is Sando. She hands to Witt. They run that little weave at the top of the key. Witt goes in for the driving layup off the left side. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Daisy Witt at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Sage Holmeyer picks up her second foul. Team foul number 4.25 on the Trojans.
Daisy Witt hits 77% of her free throws on the season. Today she is 1 out of 2. Make that 2 out of 3 now as she hits the first of 2. Daisy with 4 points now. Gets the Irish back within 11, 29-18. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half, 1:56 showing on the clock. Daisy Witt's second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Got them both. She's now 3 out of 4 from the line for the afternoon. It'll be Isabel Peters to bring the ball up the court for the Trojans and set things up. Picked up defensively out at the top of the key by Peyton Georges, the freshman. They come back to Peters with it. Georges is out there on her. Inside. Chanelli tries to move to the bucket. Shot from the left side up and off. No good for Beerenstrasch. Has the rebound to D.C. Witt. Minute and a half to play. Right side, Avery Sando for three. That one is short, but the rebound to Witt. Follow shot up. It's off, no good. Oh, D.C. Witt had a point-blank range shot under there. Couldn't hit the money. Fast break for Peters. Feeds it across to the right side. Shot is up and good. Peters did a great job of getting the basketball over to Kenzie. Was that four?
Yes,
Shirley.
Yes.
Kenzie Shirley got the lay-in. She just snuck in there on me. Now a travel is going to be called on Daisy Witt and a turnover to give the ball back once again to Tri-County. The Lady Trojans already up by 12, 31-19. Just 1:09 left to play here in the first half. First of 5 big ball games coming your way here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Very casually comes Isabel Peters on the dribble across the timeline. To Beerenstrasch, right side. Beerenstrasch finds Chanelli with the ball. Back to the top of the circle, Shirley. Now into the right side. An open look three from the right corner that's up and off no good. And there for the rebound is Avery Sando. Sando across the timeline. Had the ball dribbled away. They snuck up from behind her. Nobody yelled whoop, John.
No.
She needed help from her teammates. She had no idea there was somebody coming up behind her. With the basketball, Peters to the left elbow. There's a three that's up and off the glass. That one put up by Chanelli. Rebound to the Irish. With 27 seconds to go here. Shot clock is turned off. And what do we got?
Foul on the Irish. Illegal screen over there on Peyton Georges. I think they're going to push. Did they can? I thought I put up 2 fists. I thought,
well, I thought so too, but they're showing 10 on the... I wonder if they misread this down here.
I thought he said...
I sure did, too. It looked to me like it was... And I thought Georgia did it. Well, nevertheless, they're going to charge that thing to D.C. Witt. She's going to have the second personal. Now what do we got underneath?
Now we got a foul. 13. I can read that one okay. Brooke Morgan gets her second. And it's going to be 1-1. No, it's not. It's going to be 2 shots for the Irish at the other end.
No, it's offensive foul.
Yeah, player control foul. They won't be shooting. Yeah. You lost me for a minute.
Can't remember the rules anymore.
16.8 seconds to go, first half. Irish down by 12, 31-19. They'll come down and play for the final shot of the first half. Elise Reske, a cross-court pass, goes to Witt with the basketball. Witt dribbles to the free throw line, backs out just up at the top of the arc, feeds into Jones. Jones tries to move to the basket, but we've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. I think this is going on the Trojans.
Yes. It will go on Clara Schinelli, her second.
And this one we will be shooting at the free throw line for the Irish. Hallie Jones, she's a 45% free throw shooter on the year. She has not scored this afternoon. This is her first attempt from the line. The free throw is on the way. It's up off the right side of the rim. Does not go. Second attempt coming into the lineup for the Irish. Ryan Lesengard checks in now, replacing Witt. A.C. Witt. I think she may have unfairly got pegged with her second personal. Hallie Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. This shot is on the way up. It's good. She got that one down. Jones with her first point of the night. Makes it 31-20. Onto the floor comes Kemper Sipple now checking in with his last 4.3 seconds. In a hurry with the ball comes Isabel Peters. She'll launch a half-court shot that doesn't go. And at the half, the Tri-County Trojans are leading. The Sacred Heart Irish, our halftime score, Tri-County 31 and Sacred Heart 20. We'll step aside now for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime show coming up in 2 minutes right here on KTMC.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
31-20, the lead to the Tri-County Trojans over Sacred Heart, the girls' A division of the Medecus tournament here this afternoon on KTNC. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home. They're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, let's take a look at the numbers. At the half, 31-20, Tri-County on top. Individual numbers for Tri-County. They're led at halftime by Claire Schinelli. Claire came off the bench. She's in double figures. Has 10 points, including 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. 6 points at the half for Brooke Morgan. With 4 is Macy Gronemeyer. 3 points each for Sage Holtmeyer and Isabel Peters. 2 points for Sabre Hoshi. And Malia Gronemeyer had a single point, 1 free throw for their total of 31. Free throw shooting, Tri-County hit 7 out of 9 from the charity stripe. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, Avery Sano leads the way. She hit 3 threes out there. She leads 9 points.
5 at halftime for D.C. Witt. Bailey Lebron hit a 3. She's got 3 points. Ryan Westengard had a 2. And Hallie Jones with a single point for the Irish total of 20. Irish made 6 out of 11 from the free throw line. At the half, Tri-County 31 and Sacred Heart 20. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. They invite you to learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, right now, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. We'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information. We'll give you a latest weather update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the 97th Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Falls City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with a couple of isolated showers possible. Might even see one or two snowflakes mixing in. A low temperature around 30 degrees, with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday looks partly sunny, with a high temperature in the upper 30s, and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, cloudy, with temperatures dipping back to around 12 degrees and northwest winds at 15 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny, with high temperatures in the upper teens and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the lower 40s, with west winds at 10 to 20. Monday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 20s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tuesday looks sunny, with high temperatures around 40 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 38.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Falls City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for Mudecas, and so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner. Proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Beatrice. Our game brought to you by the premier sponsor of the contest, AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999 here in Beatrice, and Warrior Mortuaries in Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. John, before we move to second quarter action, I think congratulations are due to one of our fellow broadcast buddies, Cody Schwong. We gave Cody the day off today here. He was a little busy yesterday. Cody and his wife, Caitlin, are the proud parents of a daughter, Renly K. Ann Schwong. So our congratulations to Cody and Caitlin. New baby born, I think, around the lunch hour yesterday. Yep. And so Cody, of course, helps us out occasionally here on KTNC and Sunny 101.3. So congratulations to Cody and Caitlin on the birth of your daughter, Renly K. Ann Schwong, born yesterday afternoon. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of Presenting Basketball is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. Ready to move to third quarter action. The Irish trailing 31-20. And here with the play-by-plays is KTNC's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It's going to be Trojan basketball. Holzmeier will inbound to midcourt. They'll go left to right toward the south bucket here in quarter number 3 and 4 tonight. With an 11-point advantage over the Irish, and takes the ball back to Holmeyer on the left side. She'll dish it off to Hoenschi. That play catch out top. Now a spin back into the free throw area. Out to the right side, a drive into the lane. And a bounce pass to the baseline. Now back to the top, and a pull-up jumper at the free throw line is no good. That by Hoenschi. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones. Sagar to the front. With it, Sano dishes off right side, hand the ball away to Bailey Leneron. Bailey will give the ball to Reschke inside Jones. Out top, Witt, 2 feet behind the 3-point line, and strict music from there. Daisy Witt now with 8 in the ball game, and we've got a 31-23 ball game. Shay Hart within 8, they've been as close as 4, down by as many as 12. To the front court we go now with the basketball again in the hands of the Trojans. Isabel Peters, the senior, drives right, dishes off, gets it right back, fires a long one off the rim. Rebound grabbed up by Reschke of the Irish. St. Hart's going to have to do a lot better job overall on the rebound. Here's a long pass stolen away, taken by the Trojans, going the other way. Gronemeyer all the way to the hole. It's up, it's down, and a foul on St. Hart. Irish foul will go on Elise Reschke. On Reschke, that is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Irish. At the line, Macy Gronemeyer, only a 29% free throw shooter on the season. 33-23 with a chance at a 3-point opportunity here. She sets, fires, and rattles it home. And it's 34-23, the lead back to 11. 7 points now from Gronemeyer. Irish have to work quickly here, even though it's just the third quarter. Nice spin move and a drop step by Hallie Jones for her first hoop of the ball game. Assist to Daisy Witt. Hallie had a lot of success with that out at Tri-County the last time I did these two teams. So
here's another rebound off the miss by Hallie Jones. She'll get it away up the floor. Witt to the left side. Oh, and an offensive foul. Dished off to the left side, but ran into a defender who was set underneath the bucket.
That's Daisy's third personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Irish. So Daisy Witt now with 3 personal fouls.
We'll go back and review that tape later.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that referee is at 0-0. Up the floor we go. The Trojans have the basketball and a 9-point advantage. Inside to Gronemeyer on the left block. She'll dish it back out to the left sideline. Out there, Holtmeyer with it. She'll take it to the top to Peters. Peters lobs it inside to Holtmeyer. Makes the catch on the baseline. Takes it back out top, and now it's going to be Peters on the right side. Inside, throwing it up, no good. Rebound to Jones off the miss, and we come the other way. Singer with the ball. It's a three-pointer for Limeron from the left side of the circle. It's up, it's good. Bailey Limeron hits her second triple of the ball game.
Irish can shoot themselves back into this thing real quickly if they start connecting.
Yes, they can. We go the other way, and we've got a foul on the offensive end against the Trojans.
Allie Jones had position under there. She got into a shoving match with Sage Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to get called for the personal on Sage. That is her third personal.
Don't really think you'll win a lot of those shoving matches with Allie. Coming the other way. DeWitt up the floor. The Irish can cut this thing in half with a long ball here. DeWitt stands in the midcourt circle, dribbling at the 5:05 mark of the third quarter. Picks up her dribble out to Sando. Three ball in and out. Jones the rebound. Double team. Spins down. Misses it. A lot of traffic. A lot of banging, but no call. Up the other way with the basketball comes Peters. Goes baseline and a reach-in foul called on Sacred Heart.
That's probably going to go on Bailey Limeron. Limeron called for the foul on Bailey. That is her second personal. Team foul number three already, though, of the quarter on the Irish.
Lob the ball inside. Morgan takes it, dishes it back underneath, and a block shot by Witt. Coming out of there with it is Rusty.
Dangerous.
Up the left side with it. Now it's going to go to Sando. Used up her dribble to Rusty. Inside to Jones. Jones spins across the lane, and you know, white jerseys all over. The ball's out of bounds. Hallie, good hustle, dives on the floor after the basketball. The ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Ryan Bierenstock, and it'll be Irish basketball. Big time play there by Hallie Jones. Here it comes in. Now they'll take it to her on the right block. Double team, turn left hand. Out, it won't go in. Ball just hung up on the rim, wouldn't go. Ball out of bounds off the Trojan.
You can see a little frustration there on Hallie Jones' face. She's wanting that one to fall.
Well, they are concentrating on getting the ball inside to Hallie Jones. And now it's going to be inbound to Limeron to the corner to Sando for three. It's up and good. She's got four in the ball game now. And it's 34-31. The Irish within three. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium here in downtown Beatrice. Live coverage of the 97th annual UDECA's tournament coming your way. Tonight's game being presented in part by Community Insurance Group of Bonnie City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, and by Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Say thanks to our premier sponsors of this coverage of the MUDECA's tournament. Well, John, 34-31, the Irish were down by 11 at halftime. They battled back to within three, and I think Coach Mike Marson had seen enough. He wanted to take a timeout and slow things down here a little.
Right now, it is 11-3 here in the third quarter. The Irish with the lead in this third period. All right, here come the Trojans with the basketball. Picked up the dribble, passed the ball to the right side. Gronemeyer dribbles it up, cut off, gets the ball back away off the left side now to Peters. Peters will hold and drive to the paint, pull up, dish down low, fire it up, and a foul on Hallie Jones. He said, Mr. Official, I went straight up. And the official said, be leaned over.
Now, Hallie Jones is going to be called for her third personal. That is team foul number four already, John. So the next one, they have got two shots coming.
All right, at the line is Claire Schinelli. Ready, fires off the mark, no good. Kuemper Sippel into the game for the Irish. He'll come in there for Hallie Jones, who has had a pretty effective third quarter through the first 4 minutes of it here. Ready again, Shinelli. Sets herself up. She's a freshman. Up and got it. That is 35-31.
A freshman has 11 points now, John, for the Trojans.
To the front court we go. Daisy Witt stops, stutter, drives in. Blocking foul called, and Daisy took a blow there.
Claire Shinelli is going to be called for the personal. On Claire, that is her third personal. Only team foul number two, though, of the quarter on the Trojans.
All right, a couple of subs back in. Saber Hoshe. Everybody's going to be Smith and Jones for undone today. Here's an inbound tip. The race is on, and Sando ends up with the ball. The Trojans ends up on the floor, and now back into the play. When a three ball up and down, and we've got a one-point ball game. Avery Sando, her fifth of the ball game.
That was senior on freshman here, and that's how Sando came up with the ball.
Yeah. 35-34. And she might have pushed her just a little bit, too.
No.
Here's a ball knocked loose. Good hustle underneath again. Kuemper Sippel came in that first half, gave the Irish a little blood, and doing it again here. Timeout by the Trojans. They lead by one, and we're back to 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Adler City Auditorium, 3:23 to go in the third quarter. The Irish have made a game out of it here after trailing 31-20 at halftime. They're back within one at 35-34. Lob the ball into the free throw line, taking over left side now for Hoshi. Bounce pass in the middle, and it's kicked by the Irish before they got the steal.
Bailey Lemron stuck a foot out there, tipped it away apparently.
It's all right, nobody sees you do it. But she got caught. Inbounding Peters. Looking. Bring it in long. Back between the circles. Off the left side now. Oh, she takes it. Dribbles over. Pushes off a defender. Bounce pass to the left side now for Morgan. Morgan will hold it. She's a senior. Should give the ball up. Shot. Oh, banged in from the top from Bierenstrock. And that one hurts. 38-34. Sando just threw his fist in the air and go, man, that shouldn't have went in. The other way we go, driving around the right side, pulling up, and two ball good. That is going to be two for Bailey Linneron. She's got 8, 10-footer on the right side of the lane that time, 38-36. Shaking Hart down by two. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Off the left side with it, Holtmeyer drives to the top of the key. Keeps on going with a pass, right side. Dishing underneath a reverse thrown up blindly that time by Bierenstrock. And what do they call? Ball out of bounds?
No, we got a whistle and a foul called under the basket on Saber Hoshi. Hoshi picks up her third personal, team foul number three on the Trojans. It'll be an Irish basketball, 2:21 to play third quarter. A 2-point lead for Tri-County, 38-36.
I was watching that basketball. If it was going in, I was going home.
Nia Kronemeyer back into the game now, replacing Saber Hoshi. Also back onto the floor comes Claire Shinelli. Shinelli replacing Brooke Morgan for the Trojans.
2:21 left, third period. Irish coming up the floor here. Bailey Wiss. Daisy Wiss. I got my Bailey and Daisy mixed up. Take the ball over left side. It's going to be driving it. Lemeron, top of the key, off to Witt. To the left side baseline. Wheels back out of there. Back to the top to Lemeron. Lemeron cross court, dangerous pass, gets the rear to Reschke. She dribbles and then weave to the top. Picked up her dribble to Witt. Between the circles, moves left. 9 on the clock, a drive up, a shot up, no. Rebound, tipped out of bounds by Sippel. Coach Luke Santa said, you know, we could use some of those foul calls on our shots.
Well, a lot of contact there. Girls flying and sprawled out on the floor. 38-36.
Wright County up by 2, 1:45 to go here in the third quarter.
To the front court, Isabel Peters with the ball. Dishes off right side and a pass inside. Driving and and a foul. The girl tripped for the Trojans, Claire Schinelli. But a foul will be called on Sacred Heart.
Elise Reske is going to be called for the personal on Elise. That is her second personal. Team foul number 5.
Schinelli to shoot a pair here. She gets set. Freshman will fire it up and drop it over the front for a point.
She's now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, John.
39-36. Second one coming here. She gets set, very deliberate. Fires and swishes it home. And it's 40-36, the lead back to 4. Quickly up the floor, the Irish cone up, and what do we have here? Clock didn't start. Shot clock didn't start.
Very observant, our official here, Chase Bryant, caught that.
To the front court come the Irish. Daisy Wood gets the man-to-man defense by the Trojans. Now they switch off defensively, give the ball up. Lemeron coming around the left side, dishes it off to Sando. Avery moving it now down the lane. Underneath it goes. Sipple can't connect on the layup. Rebound grabbed up and controlled by Schinelli.
What a great pass from Sando finding her, and he just couldn't finish.
Peters with the ball to the front court off the right side of the elbow. And now they give it down the lane inside there to Gronemeyer. Driving in, dish it out, and a foul. They split two defenders. And they're going to call another foul on Sacred Heart.
Going to be charged on Elise Reske. Reske's third personal. That's a case where you have two defenders with a pick and fence, and she just went between two boards and got fouled.
Put your head down and go. Something good might happen. She's got 3 points in the ball game on a triple. First trip to the line tonight for Bierenstruck. Free throw no good for the freshman. Boy, there is a large number of freshmen in this game for both teams. Ready to go again. Ryland and Bierenstruck. Under a minute to go in the third. Up, no. Rebound controlled by Reske. Reske will give the ball to Daisy Wood. Senior will work it up through the midcourt circle. Works right. Cuts back. Spins into the lane. Nearly walked with it. Gets it away now to Lemeron. Fires for 3. Too strong. Rebound underneath. Grabbed up there by Sando. Her putback is no good. But she's going to be fouled on the second attempt.
Isabel Peters has called for her first personal of the night. That's her first team foul number 4, not yet shooting.
All right, inbounding once again will be Lemeron from the baseline. Looking, got to get rid of it. And, she threw it right towards Coach Luke Sando, who ducked out of the way.
He was
Avery
open.
Caught it.
He was open. Wow.
He was. Avery hustled back there and caught it. About a 3-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Off the left side now with the basketball. Lemeron. Pass over to Sando. It hit her. She couldn't control it. It rolled to the backcourt. Stolen away and a layup and a foul at the other end. And D.C. Wood is going to pick up her fourth foul besides.
What an awful thing to happen with 14 seconds to go here.
Pass was just coming in there, and defender right there with Avery Sando.
Chance to complete the three-point play here the hard way now for Isabel Peters. Interestingly enough, Peters is the leading scorer on this team. 12 points a game. She's only got 5 with that basket.
42-36, and free throw no. Rebound brought down by the Irish to the front court. Comes Lemeron. Gets it away to Sando, 6 on the clock. A runner from the right side. It's up, and it's a 2-pointer. Stop the presses. That's her first double of the day. And after 3 complete, it's Fall City State trailing Tri-County 42-38. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, as we go into the fourth quarter, the Irish down by 4-42-38. Of concern here, D.C. Witt with 4 personal fouls. Allie Jones has 3. Elise Reske has 3. On the other side of the ledger, Sage Holtmeyer with 3. 3 for Claire Cinelli and 3 for Sabre Hoshi. So a lot of players are going to have to be a little bit careful here in the fourth quarter, especially D.C. Witt.
That's probably not a strong suit for the Irish either, being careful.
Our premier sponsors for this broadcast include AgWest Commodities, your marketing manager since 1999, and Wary Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City, our premier sponsor for this coverage of the Mudecas tournament. All right, Sacred Heart will have the first possession of the fourth period, trailing by 4-42-38. Irish with the basketball inbound. The pass comes into Bailey Lemrod. Across the timeline between the rings, Lemrod bounce pass goes inside with it. There's D.C. Witt, tries to work the right side of the free throw lane, picked up the dribble, needs help. Lob into Jones, under the basket. Jones shot up and good. They got it into Helly Jones, and Jones laid it in. It's a two-point basketball game, 42-40. 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game.
Here's a tough shot if you could have taken.
Into the corner, baseline, down deep left side, on the dribble with the basketball is Jonemeyer. Back to the top of the key, they find Bierenstrasch. Bierenstrasch beats it from the left side with the ball. That's Jonemeyer once again. There's a long three from the left wing off. No good. The rebound to Helly Jones and taken away. It got out of bounds, but knocked out of bounds by Cronemeyer. It'll be the Irish basketball. Sacred Heart with a chance to tie or take the lead.
That's 10 rebounds for Helly Jones in the ballgame. He's been working hard under the basket.
Opening minute of play of the fourth period. 7:15 to go in regulation. 42-40. Irish within 2. With the basketball is Lemrod with the dribble. She comes to Jones at the top of the key. Now Witt has the ball. Free throw line. Jump shot. Witt off the back of the iron, but she gets knocked to the floor. And we may have... Wait a minute. The officials looking at one another. Witt was knocked to the floor. She put the shot up.
3-5.
That's got to be a shooting foul.
They called that on Hallie Jones underneath.
Oh, my goodness.
For the rebound foul. And Daisy Witt ends up...
I thought we were going to see Witt going to the line.
Wow, that's 4 on Hallie.
So Jones with 4 now, and so is D.C. Witt. Fouls could be an issue here for the Irish. Into the lane, the ball stripped away. Now a shot is forced up, doesn't go. Cut away out of bounds off the fingertips of Isabel Peters. It'll be Irish basketball.
Irish coaches, players, and fans stunned at that last call.
I thought when the whistle blew, we were going to put Witt at the line to shoot a couple here. All right, Sacred Heart down by 2, 42-40. A little bit of foul trouble, but down court comes Witt with the basketball. She works to the left side of the free throw circle. Top of the key, Elise Reske. Into Jones. Jones into the basket, up off the glass. Another bunny got away. The ball is loose on the floor. Reske grabs after. Jones dives in. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish to preserve the possession. Sacred Heart will have the basketball after this 30-second timeout on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the City Auditorium here in Beatrice. 6:33 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 42-40. Tri-County clinging to a two-point lead over the Irish. Sacred Heart trailed by as much as, what, 11, I believe, John?
12. Maybe even 12.
Yep.
Okay.
Sacred Heart with the basketball to inbound to Bailey Lemron. Baseline left side, they get it into Witt. Free throw line, Witt. Across court, Lemron. Open look, three right wing, in and out of there. And the rebound brought down by Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer being harassed by Avery Sandel. Pass comes across to Peters. Peters, top of the circle. Free throw line, working against Witt, trying to draw that foul from the corner. A three is up and off, no good. Rebound Irish. Elise Reske comes down with a defensive board, gives the ball to Sandel into forecourt to Witt. Witt on the right elbow with the basketball and the dribble. Comes between the rings, top of the key. They're swatting at her. No whistle. Witt with the dribble. Lobs inside to Jones. Jones kicks into the corner. Open look. Lemron for three. Off the glass, no. Rebound pulled down into the basket by Behrenstrasch. Behrenstrasch gives the outlet pass to Peters. It's still a two-point lead for Tri-County. 42-40 with 5:45 to go here in regulation. To the right elbow, the dribble is Peters. Across court pass, far side, Schinelli. Schinelli, free throw line, gives up to Peters. Free throw line, floater. Peters up and off, no good. The rebound goes to the floor. Reske comes out of there with it. Elise Reske gives it up to D.C. Witt. And again, the Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. 5:23 to go in the ballgame. 42-40, Tri-County by two. All the way in, Witt gives it to Lemron in the corner. Open look, three. No, rebound, Jones, follow. Whistle foul, and I think this time we're going to have Jones at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul will go on Isabel Peters, her second, and the first game of the quarter on Tri-County.
Hallie Jones, a 45% free throw shooter on the season. She is one out of two so far this afternoon. Here shooting two shots for Jones. The first one is up, off, no good. Jones would have had an opportunity here to perhaps tie the game up if she could get a vote. She'll have a second shot coming.
Sage Holtmeyer in for Macy Gronemeyer for Tri-County.
5:15 to go in the ballgame. Jones will try and make it a one-point contest. Her second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up, it's good. Ellie Jones got that one down. She's got 6 points in the game, and it's 42-41. The Irish have clawed back from down by 12 to within one now at the five-minute mark here to go in the ballgame. Peters with the ball. Peters right side of the lane, got double-teamed. Comes out to the top of the circle. They bounce it back to Peters for three. Off the rim, in and out of there. Ball is tipped around. Jones comes up with it. Hallie Jones took it away from a couple of defenders. Gets the outlet pass to Avery Sandel. Sandel into forecourt. Very quickly sets the offense off to D.C. Witt with the pass. Witt gets a pick set at the top of the key by Jones. They come to Sandel. Open look, three. Sandel short off the front of the rim. The rebound fought for. Coming out of there is Peters. Peters down court. She's one on three. Elise Reske almost ran her down from behind. Now whistle down in the corner. Probably going to go on Avery Sandel.
Avery will pick up her first foul of the ball game. Second team foul, quarter number four against the Irish.
All right, Peters will inbound it. Down to 4:35 to go. Free throw line, open look, set shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Hallie Jones. Jones on a fast break. Two defenders coming up behind her. They took the ball away, and Jones turned it over. She had a shot at it, but two defenders came up. Knocked the ball away. Tri-County gets it back. Irish had a chance there to take the lead. Here's Peters for three, right side. It's off, no good. Jones fighting for the rebound again on the baseline, and we'll have a jump ball call, I think. Possession arrow is going to stay with Tri-County.
Hallie Jones on the floor working hard. 13 rebounds in the ball game for the Irish junior.
Clock shows 4:10 to go in this basketball game. Semi-final action, A division of the girls' bracket here at the 97th Annual Medecas Tournament. Timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Hello Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. First class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer for this presentation of high school basketball.
Our premier sponsors include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling, as well as Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters. Tri-County's basketball under their own basket to inbound it. They'll trigger it in baseline, left side under the bucket. Now they get it into the corner, down deep to Bierenstrasch. Bierenstrasch guarded very closely by Lemron, around the horn to the left elbow. It goes Schinelli in the paint, driving, laying up and off. No good. The ball is tipped around. A battle for it underneath. Tri-County comes out with it. To the top of the key, they bring it up to Peters. They'll get a fresh shot clock here. Peters to the right side, Schinelli. Schinelli, oh, ran right over Jones. No whistle. Huge collision on the baseline. And now we do get a whistle and a foul on Tri-County, but not when I expected it.
Brooke Morgan called for her third for a reach-in after the rebound.
You got to come in there pretty hard to knock Kelly Jones off her feet like that.
Well, she had to give a little ground with her four fouls, too.
Wow. All right, here come the Irish. Chance to take the lead. Down by one, 42-41 with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Avery Sando at the free throw line. A reach-in from behind. They're going to tag Isabel Peters, I think.
They do, and that will be her third foul and the third team foul this quarter on Tri-County.
Boy, the Irish have had so many opportunities, John, to take the lead or tie here. And again, they'll have the ball down by one, 42-41. Keep in mind, they trailed by as much as 12 early in the ballgame. Inbound the ball comes to the left side to Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt to the corner. Lemron for three. In and out of there, and the rebound comes down to Tri-County. Irish cannot catch a break to get the lead here. They've got back within one. All right, Peters with the basketball. She'll set the offense now for the Trojans. 3:15 to go in the ballgame. Peters right side, driving lay-in, floater up and good. Nice move to the basket by Isabel Peters as she laid it off the glass. She's got seven in the ballgame. Back to a three-point lead. Here's a three by Witt. That's up and good. She ties it up. Daisy Witt has 11 points in the ballgame. She hits the three. We're tied at 44 apiece. Make a note of that, John. All tied up at the 2:55 mark. They're 44-44. Irish have battled back from down 12. There's a little turn hook shot. Nice move. Isabel Peters. Well, this is the time when your seniors have to step up, and Peters has done it the last couple of baskets. 46-44. The lead is back to Tri-County. 2.5 minutes to play. Sando comes inside. They go into Jones from behind. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brooke Morgan.
Morgan will pick up her fourth, and that's four team fouls this quarter. You know, the Irish have held the Trojans to 13 points, or 15 now here in the second half.
All right, inbound the ball. It comes into Avery Sando in the corner. Top of the key goes to Witt with it. Witt lobs inside. Oh, the pass was looking for Elise Reske. Tipped away. Somebody lost a wheel out here. They got a shoe came off. She's going to let her play without the shoe. No, the official's going to stop and let her put her shoe back on. 2:16 to go in the ballgame. It's 46-44. Tri-County up by two. And they have the basketball, John. Tri-County will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Peters to inbound it. Inbound the pass comes into Holtmeyer. Sage Holtmeyer hands back up to Peters. Coming up on the two-minute mark. Here's Schinelli in the paint. Reske stops that drive. They flip it back up top to Peters. Peters guarded by Sando. Ball tipped away. Sando tipped it out of there, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Avery Sando.
Avery picks up her second team foul, number three.
Well, you know, it may not be all bad to get some fouls in case you have to foul here at the end. Here's a jump shot right side up and off. No good. And the rebound brought down by D.C. Witt. Again, the Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead. Less than 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 1:51 on the clock. D.C. Witt all the way in. Five-foot jumper. Floater off the side. No. Rebound brought down. That could have been a walk pretty easy there. The rebound brought down by Schinelli. Schinelli gives it up to Peters. Here comes Tri-County once again with a two-point lead. 97 seconds to go in the ballgame. 46-44. Tri-County's basketball. Inside the paint, Schinelli. Across court, Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer picks up her dribble, now feeds the ball back to Bierenstrasch. Bierenstrasch has it stripped away, and I think we're going to get a foul on the Irish.
2 or 12, it's going to be on 12 for the Irish. Bailey Lemeron, her second, and now team foul number 4.
Not shooting. Clock reset at 35 for the shot clock. Inbound the ball into Hoashi. Lob pass under the basket. Here's a shot up and good. Nice shot under the basket, putting it in for Bierenstrasch. Her only second bucket of the afternoon. Now a four-point lead for Tri-County. Here goes Bailey Witt for a driving layup. It's off the glass. Oh, she had a chance with the layup and couldn't get it down. And now the Irish are down by four with 1 minute to play in the ballgame. 48-44. Here comes Tri-County. Try for layup. Up off. No good. Jones battles for the rebound. Comes out of there with it. Kelly Jones. Outlet pass down to Bailey Witt. Witt into forecourt. Dacey Witt over to the right elbow. Avery Sando with the basketball. At the free throw circle, she's double teamed in trouble. Now gives it up to Dacey Witt. Witt backs out to the right elbow. Clock down to 38 seconds. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 37.9 seconds to go. 48-44. The Irish trail by four. They'll have the basketball when we return after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 97th Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our premier sponsors for this afternoon's broadcast include AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Quarry Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. And, of course, our presenting sponsor is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for this coverage of the Mudeckis Tournament. Well, John, 38 seconds to go here. It's 48-44. The Irish are down by four. They have the basketball. 19 seconds on the shot clock for Sacred Heart to operate. Inbounding the ball will be D.C. Witt on the side in forecourt. Into Sando. Up top it comes to Witt. Witt takes it all the way in, driving, laying up. Off! No good! Oh, she's had two of those, John, and Witt would not fall. Now they're going to have to come up and put some pressure on, and Witt just fouled out of the ballgame.
Well, she had to do it. It's going to turn into a free throw contest. That's what the Irish need to do, but Daisy fouls out with 11 points at the 27-second mark.
That's going to bring a freshman, Peyton Georges, off the bench in to replace Daisy Whip. At the free throw line, Isabel Peters, 56% free throw shooter on the season. This one is up and good. Peters hit that one. She's now made two out of four this afternoon, but that puts the lead to five with just 26 seconds to go. Isabel Peters' second free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one is off. No good. But the rebound down to Tri-County. Trojans with the basketball. Peters at the top of the key. Sandal coming out to chase her. Bounce pass to the left side, into the corner. Now, wait a minute. Got a foul away from the ball?
I think Callie went out and fouled the girl with the ball. Yep, that's going to be her fifth as well.
Ellie Jones fouls out of the ball game. She'll foul out tonight with 6 points in the contest. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show presented by Highland Community College. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual numbers in this ballgame. At the free throw line, who I got there?
I don't know.
In ponytail, okay. Bierenstrasch. Bierenstrasch shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. Rylan Bierenstrasch is just a freshman. Well, we've seen a lot of freshmen in this ballgame, John.
Yes, we have.
The lineup now for Sacred Heart. Kemper Sippel back onto the board. Bierenstrasch will try and make this a 6-point lead with just 17 seconds to go. Bierenstrasch, shot is up. It's good. And the lead is 6 now for Tri-County. Down court quickly on the dribble. They come into forecourt. Lemron, right side, gives to Sando. Sando needs to be shooting the ball. There's Lemron for three. Off, no good. Rebound, chased down in the corner by Georges. Here's a three up and good. Timeout taken by the Irish. Hitting the three was Avery Sando. And now timeout for Sacred Heart with 4.6 seconds to go. John, let's keep it here live and set the stage for our listeners. The score, 50-47. Irish have pulled back to within three. They actually trailed by as much as 12, and now with just 4.6 seconds, they need kind of a miracle here.
They do. They need a steal and a three. A free throw point four. They put 51.1 back up on the clock to get a few more seconds or a few
few more ticks anyway.
Well, lots more basketball coming up for you here on KTNC. Up next around 5:30, I'm going to have Pawnee City and Demerald Dells girls. John will be jumping over to our sister station, Sunny 101.3, for the Johnson-Brock-Freeman game from here at the City Auditorium. And then our nightcaps, I'm going to have HGRS and Southern Boys here on KTNC. John will remain over on the Sunny Signal with Johnson-Brock's boys in EMF. So lots more after they're all as exciting as this one. We're going to have a lot of fun here this afternoon.
We're going to, yes.
What better place, John, to be on a cold January afternoon than the Beatrice City Auditorium for high school basketball? One of my favorite places. We sit here at midcourt on the stage, and they all come to us. I love
yeah.
it. All right, they put 5.1 back up on the clock. Irish need to foul quickly. They're down by three. They'll inbound the pass, the inbound ball. And, of course, they inbound the ball to Peters. Peters fouled immediately, but the clock did go down to 2.9 seconds. So, even if Peters misses the free throws, boy, it's going to be a stretch to get the ball down court and tie this thing up.
Well, it'll take a three anyway. Hope she misses the free throws.
Yep, Isabel Peters. If she makes either one of these, that pretty well ices the ball game. Isabel is 2 of 5 on the line. This one is up and off, no good. She's now 2 of 6. We mentioned earlier she's a 56% free throw shooter. This would ice it if she can get it down. Second shot on the way. It's up. It's off. No good. And the Irish with the basketball down court. They'll have to put up a half-court shot by Sheena. Off the glass. She had it off in time, too, John. If that would have dropped, we would have had a tie ball game and had to go to OT. But it would not fall, and your final score is going to be the Tri-County Trojans 50 and the Sacred Heart Irish 47. 50-47. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the post-game scoring wrap after this 2-minute break on KTNC at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, here's the wrap-up on our ball game tonight. In the first contest, it was the girls' A Division semifinal, and the winner in that game is going to be the Tri-County Trojans as they beat Sacred Heart by a final score of 50-47. Tri-County comes in as the number 2 seed. Sacred Heart was number 3. Scoring the ball game for the Irish tonight, they're led by Avery Sandoz. She had 20 points in the ball game. That included 6 3-pointers in the contest. Ryan Westgaard had 2 on a couple of free throws. Daisy Witt had 11. 8 for Bailey Lemeron.
We have 6 points for Hallie Jones to go along with 14 rebounds in the ballgame. The Irish hit 7 of 13 free throws. They only had 2 attempts in the second half. They made 1 out of 2. For Tri-County, they are led in scoring by Clara Schinelli with 13. The freshman off the bench had 13 points in the game. Isabel Peters, their leading scorer of the season, had 10. After that, 7 for Macy Gronemeyer, 6 for Brooke Morgan in the game, as well as Rylan Barentrock. She had 6. Sage Holtmeyer had 3. Kenzie Shearing had 2. 1 for Malia Gronemeyer, and 2 for Sabre Poeshi. They hit the Tri-County Trojans, hit 13 of 23 free throws in the game, outscoring the Irish by 6 at the line, and winning the game by 3. Sagan Harbor with a loss falls to 9-4 on the year. Tri-County improves to 11-3. That's going to wrap it up for that game. Stay tuned on KTNC. Coming up here in a little bit tonight on KTNC, we have more basketball for you tonight. I can find all the right papers here, I'll be able to tell you. Coming up on KTNC next at 5:30, it will be the Dillardale Griffins taking on the Pawnee City Indians. Randy Gatula headed across the street to Beatrice Middle School to bring you that action here on KTNC. Coming up over on sister station Sunny 101.3, it's going to be the Johnson Brock Eagles, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 1 seed, Freeman Falcons. I'll have that game for you on Sunny 101.3 coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. For Aaron Wisdom and Randy Gatula, I'm John Nixon. Good night for now, and we'll talk to you over on Sunny. Stay tuned. Randy's coming up in just a few minutes with game number 2.